Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. In Syria, the bodies of 26 people have been found in two separate basements in a suburb of the city of Damascus. The bodies, which are believed to include men, women and children, show evidence of gunshot wounds and burning. They are believed to be civilians who tried to escape the Al-Asali neighborhood when the Assad government surrounded the area in 2013. The government bombed civilian areas, tortured people, executed people, and imprisoned thousands to maintain control over Syria during Syria's 13-year civil war. Resident Mohammed Shabbat says the discovery adds to the number of mass graves found since Assad's fall in December.
They used to gather and trap people in basements, burn them with tires and leave their bodies. There are many basements like this, not just this one. Damascus has many more basements like this.
Australian wine exports to China have increased in a big way in the lead-up to Lunar New Year celebrations. A new report from Wine Australia reveals that in the 9 months since China removed restrictions on Australian wine, 83 million litres or $902 million worth of wine has gone to mainland China. That is almost half of the total global Australian wine exports for the 12 months to December 2024. Wine Australia's Market Insights Manager, Peter Bailey, told SBS that Chinese demand for Australian wine is still growing.
Even before the tariffs were introduced, imports from other countries were declining, but Australia was still growing. So what it shows is that Australian wine is very well regarded within the China market. And hence, since the tariffs have been removed, there's been a lot of pent-up demand to get Australian wines back into that market.
The Australian government has launched an updated disability strategy that they say will help to build a more inclusive nation. Under the strategy, governments across the country will aim to improve community attitudes, safety, justice, and access to homes and communities for Australians with disability. The prevention of homelessness is an important part of the strategy, with previous research suggesting people with disability are not getting the long-term stable housing that they need. And in cricket news, Australia is looking to improve their terrible record in South Asia by claiming a rare Test Series victory in Sri Lanka. Stand-in captain Steve Smith has admitted that beating India in the finale of the recent home summer took some of the pressure off the two-match series, which begins in the Sri Lankan coastal city of Galle this afternoon. Having conquered India for a first series win in a decade, Smith and the Australians are now hoping for success abroad. But success in Asia has been hard to come by, with a 1-0 defeat of Pakistan in 2022 marking Australia's only series win in any of India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, or Bangladesh in the past 10 years. That is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover.